Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a clear and pleasant evening across Israel. In Tel Aviv, conditions are mild, perfect for a night stroll. Jerusalem is cool, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports from earlier this hour. The IDF operation in Ashab intensified. Explosive devices discovered in children's rooms. Hundreds of Hezbollah operatives are reported killed. Also, according to Israel Hayom, the IDF's operations in southern Lebanon face challenges. Their strategic reach remains limited, far from the Litani River. Also this hour, Ynet reports Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and Argentina's President Milei signed the Isaac Accords. This aims to strengthen ties between Latin America and Israel. Separately, I-24 News highlights Milei's firm support for Israel and the U.S. in their ongoing conflict with Iran. And finally, Axios informs us that Trump announced the 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This move could pave the way for a broader peace deal with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Face the Nation posted just minutes ago. Amos Hochstein, senior advisor to the Biden administration, comments on the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire. A post from the U.S. ambassador to Israel, written moments ago, highlights the signing of the Isaac Accords in Jerusalem as a significant diplomatic event. Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs shared just now. They emphasize the strategic importance of the Isaac Accords in bolstering relations between Israel, Argentina, and other allies. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's operation in Ashab, Walla's report reveals a grim picture. Explosive devices were found in residential areas, including children's rooms. The operation aims to dismantle Hezbollah's stronghold in southern Lebanon. This escalation underscores the ongoing volatility in the region, affecting civilian safety and regional stability. Turning to the Isaac Accords, reported by Ynet, the signing marks a significant diplomatic achievement for Israel and Argentina. Modeled after the Abraham Accords, they aim to foster economic and security collaboration. This development could reshape Israel's relations with Latin American countries, enhancing geopolitical ties. Meanwhile, Axios's coverage of the ceasefire announcement by Trump brings a hopeful pause in hostilities. The ceasefire could help Netanyahu politically, providing space for diplomatic maneuvers. Its success may influence future peace negotiations involving Iran. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports Israel's defense diplomacy is under scrutiny in Europe. Countries like Italy and France express discomfort with current Israeli policies, posing challenges for future defense agreements. Separately, Mariv Business notes a significant rise in the Nasdaq this week, up 6.8%. However, market sensitivities remain due to rising oil prices and Middle East tensions, setting the tone for the upcoming week. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses the cryptocurrency market. Despite its potential, the digital currency landscape reveals complexities, urging cautious engagement for newcomers. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.